The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
I was asking you whether or not this is a rallying cry for the far right rather than justice being seen to be done.
The rallying cry is that Marine Le Pen is unjustly persecuted for political reasons, and that what the enemies of the National Rally cannot achieve in the polls, they try to achieve in court. So there's been a demonstration on Sunday with 7,000 people from the National Rally going on the streets in Paris and saying that they will continue to fight and that they do not believe in this verdict because they think it is politically motivated in order to ban Marine Le Pen from running in 2027. But we are not sure. I mean, there is an appeal. The appeal verdict will be given in the summer of 2026. Maybe Marine Le Pen will receive the same sentence, but the point is, if this sentence is not immediately effective, she can run. She will be able to run. In the opposite case, the party still has a candidate. It's President Jordan Bardella, who is less than 30, and is the, he's a Sherman, but he's not really the boss, you know. But he enjoys wide popularity, and what the opinion surveys show since last Monday is that in any case, Marine Le Pen or Jordan Bardella, the National Rally comes ahead on the first ballot of the presidential election with more than 30% and up to 35%.
So in the event that she can't run, Jordan Bardella becomes the candidate, and the theory is he becomes president and then nominates her as prime minister, which is in his gift, and therefore she effectively runs the show.
That's a possibility, because in France, you do not need to be an MP to be appointed prime minister. You can appoint prime minister somebody who's never been into politics and who is not an elected official. So even if Marine Le Pen is not elected anymore, she can be prime minister, yes.
Now, the question of how much support she actually has, 36% or whatever it might be, is still doesn't make you the most popular person in France, or does it? Are the opposition to her candidacy so fragmented that she truly would be the number one candidate?
Well, with 36% on the first ballot, you do not necessarily win on the second, because you need 50% plus one vote.
Yeah.
And the problem is, the party has a hardcore base of fans, but many people think that it would be unwise and possibly dangerous to hand over the country to the National Rally. This is an embezzlement case. Many conservative voters say, okay, so if she took funds away from the European Parliament and we give this party the budget of France, and the capacity to run the country, what will they do with our money?
Now, what are legal experts saying about the solidity of her conviction? I mean, is it game, set and match, really, if you look at it dispassionately? Did the party take the money, and was she at the heart of that scheme?
The scheme began in 2005, that's 6 years before she became president of the party. But her father, Jean-Marie Le Pen, is now dead. So anyway, he cannot be convicted. In any case, the party used people who were appointed by the European Parliament to work alongside MEPs to work on domestic affairs, which is not allowed by the code of conduct of the European Parliament. The Parliament wants its money back. That's 4 million euros. That's quite a lot. And I was really shocked, you know, by the fact that when the time of the trial came, most of the people who appeared in court could not really say what they were tasked with in the European Parliament. They had a very, very bad defense, and Marine Le Pen will need to beef up the defense of the party if she wants to have lesser sentence in appeal.
All right, because these people, paid for by the European Parliament, could not explain that they were doing any worthwhile work for the Parliament, but instead were working for the party domestically. Now, the kind of language that she's using, she said they would follow the example of Martin Luther King's struggle, who defended civil rights. I mean, that almost seems like a sacrilege to channel the name of someone who fought for civil rights for black people in the United States and to invoke that in the name of a right-wing political party.
Yes, but in fact, the tactic is telling the people that, listen, you are the people. You are the only persons who are entitled to decide your future. And now you have people in court who want to decide against you. So Martin Luther King was in a fight against injustice, against courts which were discriminating against black people. And now I'm another civil rights activist trying to restore the rights of the people. Curtail the capacity of the courts to go against the people's will.
It just seems a huge irony that a party like hers, which is quite racist in its makeup, should be invoking a man who fought racism so trenchantly.
And by the way, a man who died quite a long time ago and who most, I would say 90% of the right-wing people in France do not know anymore.
Okay, and of course he was murdered by a white supremacist assailant. That's how it happened. In the meantime, there has been support from Marine Le Pen from elsewhere in Europe and beyond.
Yes, from elsewhere in Europe, for example, from the Italian leader of the Lega, Matteo Salvini, from Prime Minister Orban, from the son of Donald Trump, and then from President Donald Trump and Vice President Vance themselves. First of all, many, many false information was given. President Trump and Vice President Vance, for example, sent a message on X saying, free Marine Le Pen. Well, she's not in jail, and she will never be. She's alive and well. And the second thing is, all those leaders who sent messages of support have had a fight with the judiciary. Viktor Orban tried to curtail the rights of the Supreme Court. Matteo Salvini got a sentence from a judge because of his immigration policy. And of course, Donald Trump is in a real fight against the judiciary. So that really means that all those leaders in Europe and beyond who stand for illiberal democracy now support Marine Le Pen as a victim of the judges. Mm.
But it's fairly typical, I suppose, of Trump that he puts on Truth Social, free Marine Le Pen, not realizing that she ain't in jail. But anyway, Jean-Yves Camus, who's a political analyst and associate research fellow at the French Institute for International and Strategic Affairs, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.